fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 30th day of September, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is still legal in all 50 states, unfortunately not done in many public schools anymore, needs to be. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, you should need to make sure that all your team members are ready. It's going to be different things for different teams, obviously. Make sure all your team members are ready. Number 2, store up some fuel. Gasoline for your motor vehicle, diesel for your motor vehicle. Make sure it's got good stabilizer in it. I am an Amsoil dealer. Amsoil has a high-quality fuel stabilizer for both diesel and gasoline. In fact, I'll be getting some today. All right. We're going to have open lines. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, the first presidential debate, the first of 3, took place last night. I watched the entire thing. Quite frankly, Joe Biden did better than I thought he would. However, one thing he can't do, and President Trump knows this, and he emphasized it a number of times, he cannot and he will not separate himself from his base of support, which are the socialist communists. That's who he can't separate himself from. He can't, and he won't. President Trump and his team know this, they understand it, and they will keep hammering and hammering on that specific point, as well they should be hammering on it. So what is the socialist communist base support? What do they want? Well, they want to disarm us, first of all. Joe Biden's already announced it. If and when he's elected president, Beto O'Rourke would be in charge of taking our guns. You want to start a war? That's a great way to do it, isn't it? An excellent way. Unfortunately, when it comes to health care, even the president can't separate himself from what most people now believe is that the federal government somehow, some way, should be involved in individuals' health care, the health care of private citizens in this country. If there's any involvement at all, well, it's one of the things, you know, President Trump has done to eliminate Obamacare. The individual mandate, what does that mean? That you have to get it. Well, they eliminated that. That's a very important part of socialism and communism, is not giving you a way to opt out. And reducing pharmaceutical product prices, that's a good thing. That's a legitimate role for government to play. They've been, the pharmaceutical companies have been gouging us for decades with these prices of their pharmaceutical products. I mentioned this book before, but it's worth mentioning again. World Without Cancer by Ed Griffin. World Without Cancer, G. Edward Griffin. A lot of the book is devoted to giving the background of the true nature of the international pharmaceutical industry. It is horrid. It is wretched. If that book has a lot of value to both teach you how to not never get cancer, and of course to understand where that we, our society, is largely in the grips of the international pharmaceutical industry. And it is truly international. They know no borders. They know no borders at all. The German company Bayer recently bought, started about 2 or 3 years ago, Monsanto, the headquarters in my hometown, St. Louis. So, and regardless, President Trump did an excellent job last night making his points. Chris Wallace was a kind of betwixt and between. All things considered, Wallace did a fairly good job. We have a caller on hold here. We got Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, I got a real quick point on a weakness that the left, the communist left, is failing to realize. And what they're failing to realize is that the overwhelming majority of food producers in this country are conservatives. And if they keep biting the hand that feeds them, they're going to realize what's going to happen. And I haven't really heard anybody talk about that, but I wanted to make that point real quick. Thanks. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Well, of course, men and women involved in agriculture tend to be conservative Christians. Not always, not 100%, but that's without a doubt, from my experience, the travels I've made, that's the foundational beliefs of most men and women involved in agriculture from coast to coast. That's my understanding, and Paul is right. And of course, the majority of men and women also enjoy the outdoors. A majority of them are hunters and fishermen and fisherwomen. They own firearms. They use firearms in their daily life to control predators and deal with the things that firearms are very suited to dealing with. Once you get away from these cities, that's the way it is. The cities have the numbers when it comes to raw numbers of people. That's beyond dispute. But we got the real estate, and we've got the food, and we've got the guns. I've been a life member of the NRA since the mid-1980s. I have some serious disagreements with internal politics of the National Rifle Association. Very serious. And I'm not going to go into that. But let's take a little bit of talk about how you can help with the Second Amendment. The best when it comes to legislative matters, pro-Second Amendment, would be Gun Owners of America. Far, far better than the NRA. The NRA has been known for decades to compromise, including the disastrous 1968 Gun Control Act. I think it's more properly called the Gun Control Act of 1968. I know I have new listeners who haven't heard this before, but you're about to hear it now. There was a senator from Connecticut, I believe it was, Chris Dodd, a World War II veteran. He was a participant in the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals. He was there. I'm not sure what his role was. Doesn't matter. In the winter of 1968, he requested from the Library of Congress an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. And he got it. He and his staff, it was probably mostly staff members, that's the way U.S. senators work. They took the 1938 Nazi gun laws and did slight edits, very slight edits, to prepare it and make it become the Gun Control Act of 1968 for America. An excellent group, which I've worked with, called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, to their researchers, found out what I'm telling you. They found out that Chris Dodd requested an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws, and the JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, they published a book. It's, last time I checked, it's been about a year ago. It was not available out of print, but maybe it's back in print. They published a book documenting this, and they published the English translation side by side, page by page, with the English version, the English page, all throughout the book. Seeing, you look one side of the, you open up, it's a large format book, 9 by 11. So you open up the book, and you see on one side of the one page on the left, you see the English translation of the Nazi gun law, 1938, and the opposite page, the corresponding page of the Gun Control Act of 1968. And you look left, and you look right, and you look left. And you very quickly determine that you're basically looking at the same document with minor changes. Now, that was 52 years ago. I was in Vietnam when that passed. The NRA did not oppose it. If they did oppose it, it was no opposition of no consequence. In fact, I think even my president, Charlton Heston, even supported the Gun Control Act of 1968. Now, I'm sure he had no idea, as hardly anybody did, outside of Senator Dodd's staff, knew what was going on in Congress in 1968. So for 52 years, we've had the Nazi gun laws enforced on the streets of America. We have. Isn't that hard? That's hard to believe. The NRA supported it. As far as I know, they supported it. If I'm wrong, correct me, but I don't believe they did. Opposing the opposition to it. 1968 was a very bizarre year in many ways. Streets of America were burning, literally burning. Riots far worse than anything we've seen thus far this year. As bad as the ones are we've seen, the riots in 1968 were far worse in terms of property destruction, loss of life. In my role as an investigator, I've belonged to various investigative organizations over the years. Got to know various federal agents and different agencies, FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, Drug Enforcement Agency. I got to know these guys. We have social events, we have dinner together and so forth. And I got to know they no longer have, unless they have to reopen another one. They, at the time, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had a St. Louis field office, and I knew the agent in charge. He invited me to his office, and I accepted, and we're sitting there having coffee, and he says, John, I got something for you. I have a gift for you. I said, well, thank. What is that? And he hands me a bound copy of the Gun Control Act of 1968, and I said, thank you. And I opened it up, and I looked at it, and of course, I knew what it was. And I asked him, I said, do you know, sir, that this is a word-for-word translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws? He didn't respond. I asked him a second time, excuse me, please, don't you know, do you know that what you just handed me is an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws? He still didn't respond. I thought, this is kind of strange. I asked a third time. He became instantly belligerent, instantly upset, and he said, yes, John, I know. So what? Yes, John, I know. So what? That was the agent in charge of the St. Louis ATF office. That would have been, probably around 1988, 1990, something like that, 30, 32 years ago. How sad is that? Command level officer, agent in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He knew every day when he got up to shave and put on a coat and tie to go to work, he knew that a big part of his job that day, as every work day, would be to enforce the 1938 Nazi gun laws on the streets of America, which is done right now. There'll be alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents today, September the 30th, 2020, enforcing on the streets of America the 1938 Nazi gun laws. I'm not aware of the NRA making any attempt to get rid of the Nazi gun laws being enforced in this country. I'm not aware of that. It's happened. Please let me know. Quite frankly, I'm not sure if the GOA has attempted to either. Maybe they have. I don't know everything they do. That's not acceptable. That is simply not acceptable that we have imposed on the people of this country an English translation, word for word, paragraph by paragraph, page by page, of the 1938 Nazi gun laws on Americans. It's simply not acceptable. The laws we had before the Gun Control Act 1968 were fine. There was nothing defective about them or wrong. It was still difficult for criminals to legally buy firearms. That was not an issue. As if criminals are concerned about legally buying firearms in the first place, which they're not. There's an entire subculture of men and women involved in the buying and selling of firearms that have been stolen. Oh, an entire subculture. Don't fool yourself there. Of course there is. All the Gun Control Act of 1968 did was make those illegal firearms more expensive. That's all that did. Gave them greater value. That's all that did. Plus all the inconvenience for law-abiding citizens like all of you listening to me. Inconvenience for men and women involved in the firearms industry. The expense involved. The dramatic increase, of course, in the number of employees that the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agency has to have to carry out their duties, their daily duties, enforcing the 1938 Nazi gun laws in the streets of America. That's expensive. It takes a lot of people. That's what they do. That's what they do. Now, this may be news to a lot of you out there. It probably is news to a lot of you out there. That the bulk of the work done, the majority of the work done by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives involves the enforcement of the 1938 Nazi gun laws in the form of the Gun Control Act of 1968. I hope you're upset. I hope you're shocked. I hope this will give you some motivation to understand what's been going on for decades in this country. And continues to. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the last day of September, Wednesday the 30th. This hour is sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filters. You need a good quality water filter, mil-spec filters inside of a nice solid stainless steel spigot. Get yourself a Ready Pure Water Filter. It's right at my website at thelibertyman.com. I was involved in political matters as a young man in my 20s. Involved in attempting to alert Congress that the war in Vietnam was an illegal, immoral, unjust war. Without success, but that's what I was doing. Back then, I thought it was a good thing to do. Having spent a year in Vietnam, majority of that year, I was involved in classified studies of the war, going to classified briefing Monday through Friday at the 4th Corps headquarters, retrieving documents from the CIA, military intelligence, studying those documents, and writing analysis of what I found, and writing the intelligence summary for my battalion. That's what I did as an intelligence analyst. Once the war was over, I was glad to get away from the political stuff. I'd had it with that. And for many years, I just focused on being the best criminal investigator I could be. That was my focus. And I got to be very, very good at my chosen career. And along in the late 1980s, I started noticing that there was a growing number of anti-gun laws that were being proposed and passed that concerned me. It still concerns me. But I didn't want to see that happen. I did not want to see my Second Amendment rights compromised. So I became, after not having been politically active for way more than a decade, I became politically active again to be part of the pro-Second Amendment movement. It's continued to this day. My activism concerning the Second Amendment, liberty in general. And that segued into other things. And finally got to the point in 1995 where I thought, I want to have a bigger audience than talking to 40 or 50 people at a time, like Joe Biden does when he has a rally. If he gets 50 people to show up there, they're lucky. I decided to become a radio talk show host in 1995, 25 years ago, to have a larger outreach, to have a larger audience. It's now become my full-time job. I'm no longer doing investigations day to day. I get inquiries once in a while. I've talked with Doug Hagman about this the other day, a couple of weeks ago, what I would do if one of the attorneys I've worked with for 30 plus years called me up and said, John, I got a murder case I need you on. My response would be, I'll become an advisor to advise the full-time investigator and do analysis. But I'm not going to take on another murder case. It's just, I'm not going to do that. This is my job at Republic Broadcasting. I couldn't effectively do both anyway. That would not be possible. So this election coming up in less than 5 weeks, the Second Amendment wasn't discussed last night. If it was, I didn't hear it, but I don't believe it was. It will be before this is over. One of the next two debates, Donald Trump's going to make sure it's discussed. He's not in charge of asking the question, of creating the questions. Chris Wallace asked the questions. I don't know if he creates them or if he has a team of people that works with him at Fox News to do that. Doesn't matter. Now, the Democratic Party, they want your guns. And Beto O'Rourke is the designated hitman to be in charge of the confiscation of our firearms. As I said a few minutes ago, if you want to start a war, that's a great way to do it. There are Americans who will voluntarily give up their firearms. Of course there are. Most won't, though. Most won't. They'll be giving them up after they're deceased, with government officials attempting to take them. Now, over the decades, I've got to know hundreds of men and women involved in law enforcement, many hundreds of men and women at all levels, city level, county level, state level, and federal level. The overwhelming majority of them understand the oath of office they take when they raise their right hand to be sworn in to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They know that. They understand it. And they will honor their oath of office, majority of them. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th. Excuse me, the 30th. It is the 30th of September, the last day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have something that's updated daily. It's fresh every 24 hours. The daily intelligence briefing right there near the top right-hand side, put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, on a daily basis. You want to know what's going on in the world? Maybe what's going on in the Middle East, for example, Syria and Turkey and all that mess. Just go there and you'll find out. You'll get the most recent information. Also, my website, something that will help you. I'm getting a fresh delivery this week, probably tomorrow, maybe tonight, of energy cleaners. My sales of energy cleaners have more than doubled. Probably, you know, I'll have to look at the numbers. I think they've about tripled the last 8-9 months since COVID took over our lives. You want to sleep as good as a small child every night? You ever watch a baby sleep? It is just so marvelous to watch an infant sleep. They're resting so peacefully. That's how I sleep every night. You can also. You go to bed with aches and pains, arthritis pain. You want to wake up pain-free? Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included. Will it work? Yes, it will. There's about a 1% or 2% chance it won't. It's an unfortunate that's the case, but there are about 1% or 2% that doesn't work with those folks. That's why I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. Most people these days are going ahead and getting the mattress pad to go with it at the get-go. It's a lot more comfortable than trying to sleep on aluminum screen wire. I did that for a while. That's why I finally said, I said to myself, there has to be a better way to do this, and I come up with the design for the mattress pads that we now offer for sale. Everything's right there at my website. You can read up on the technology, how it came into being. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Back in, I think it was 1995, I was having lunch with a couple of FBI agents in the topic of the Violent Crime Control Act. Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, 356 pages. I had a copy with me, and I had paper clips of certain pages, and I said, gentlemen, one of the things this law, this new law will do if passed, is pay to bring Royal Hong Kong police officers to the United States and have them become American police officers. And both the agents, they were incredulous. Oh, John, that can't be. And I said, guys, I got the law with me. And I opened it up to the paperclip because I knew they wouldn't want to believe it as being real. I opened up to the paperclip page and I handed it to them. And they each read it. And they got real quiet after that because they knew John Moore was telling the truth. That the federal government of the United States was going to pay to bring Royal Hong Kong police officers to the United States to have them become American police officers. Did we suddenly run out of young American men and women that want to be police officers? Did we? Hardly. But that was in that Violent Crime Control Act, Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994. 356 pages. Our next caller is Dan in Michigan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple of comments. I don't know if you remember, it would have been right after the last midterm. It was around Biden. I think he went out and he called for, he mentioned that when he was a rookie senator, he worked with some guys like Strom Thurmond and stuff. And he said, we need to work together, like he's saying in his campaign. Only that time, for his trouble, he got shot down by the squad and called a racist.
Right,
so
right.
Even if he wants to work together, which I doubt if he does, but the rest of them don't. So how
That's
is
right.
he going to unite the country?
Well, he's not going to, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty obvious. And then another thing, we're talking about gun control. I remember when I was a freshman in high school in 68 when they was talking about these laws, and I remember following it through, and man, those gun control people, they sell those laws, We're reasonable. We don't want to go any further than this. And as soon as they get that through, boom. They move on to the next one. They've been doing it incrementally forever.
That's right.
A little bit at a time, and they lie. I remember when they said, we want handgun registration. We don't want to confiscate or ban them. We just want them registered. As soon as they get that through, they're moving on. So the problem is we got to realize is, you know, when we start talking about this, I think we need to bring up a little bit of history, as like you're doing, you know?
Absolutely.
They said this, but now, you know, and here's what they said then, and they said they didn't want to do this. Now they want to do it. It's just one thing after another. It's incremental.
Well, they're ready for the final push.
That
now.
Was,
right.
Well, they've been doing this for a long time.
Right. If Biden gets elected, the gloves come off when it comes to the Second Amendment. They're going to finish it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be, well, basically, it's going to be 1775 all over again.
Absolutely. Okay, Dan.
You
great
know
call.
What
anything
I mean? Cause...
I know what you mean. Anything else?
No, that's good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Appreciate the call. 800-313-9443. If Joe Biden was elected, which I don't believe he will be, the gloves come off when it comes to the Second Amendment. The gloves come off when it comes to abortion. They'll be murdering babies after they're born. They're already doing it, but it'll be done everywhere, everywhere that they can. I don't believe Missouri, if I heard correctly, I don't believe my state has a abortion clinic open at the moment. They've all shut down finally. No, the communists, they smell blood in the water. They know that this is the only, if they lose this opportunity to win at the polls, the only thing left for them is the violent communist insurrection and revolution, which has already begun, by the way, in case you don't know. The consensus with pretty much everybody I know, the men I work with in the alternative media, friends of mine, consensus is we're in for hard times, whether President Trump wins or not. If President Trump wins, the communist insurrection gets worse. If President Trump doesn't win, then the communist insurrection becomes in control. And I agree with that analysis. I don't like it. There's other things I'd rather do with my life than deal with the communist insurrection. Now, out here where I live, we don't expect any trouble in the streets. That's not going to happen. Won't be tolerated. I was talking to a businessman in a nearby community yesterday. He says, John, the first blue helmet I see in my town, it's going to explode from a 308 cartridge going right through it. And I said, yep, I agree. And he says, the first UN truck that comes down the street, it will be dealt with by myself and my neighbors. And I said, yep, I agree. But this far out, we don't expect that kind of thing to happen for quite a while, even if the communists do take over. We're not a high priority compared to the big cities, compared to what will take place in California, Oregon, Washington State. Eventually they would get to us. They can't leave patriots behind the lines untouched. Eventually they would get to us. Of course they would, but that would give us some time to get better prepared and get ready to deal with it. I hope that you're all paying attention. I know many of you are. Myself and my other guests that I have on this show, we've been talking about this now for many months to get ready. Well, the time to get ready is come and gone. We've got less than 5 weeks now until the election. I'll continue advising people they need to get ready. Hopefully you've got just a few little odds and ends left undone. Maybe storing up a little extra fuel. I'm revisiting some. What? How can I have light here if the power's out? I got backup power, but I need a plan C. You know, plan A is power grid. Plan B is my alternative power. Plan C is going to be something that I have in case plan B doesn't work at all. But I'm looking at two things, and I'll have both. I already have both. Kerosene lamps and hand crank lamps, hand crank electric lamps. That technology has come a long way recently. Lithium ion internal batteries that are charged up by either a hand crank or a solar panel and LED lights make a lot of light without requiring. requiring hardly any electricity. So I just got a couple of those off Amazon yesterday. Fill in little details. Details. I remember my drill sergeant in basic training. He said, gentlemen, pay attention to detail. And that's one of the things I teach you in basic training, is to pay attention. And if you don't pay attention to detail, you get punished. At least that's the way it was. Minor things. But it did teach you and discipline you to pay attention to detail. Small things that by themselves are of little consequence. What's a little speck of dirt on the walnut stock of an M14? It doesn't mean, it's not going to affect the way the rifle shoots or its reliability or anything else. But if you miss that little speck of dirt and it's seen during an inspection, you will be punished. There's a reason for that. It disciplines men and women to pay attention to detail. The speck of dirt on the M14, the speck of dirt on a smudge on that boot, it doesn't mean a thing at all. What it does mean is you need to learn to pay attention to detail, and that carries over into every aspect of your life. And it was a good life's lesson. It was absolutely a good life's lesson. I'm optimistic. I tend to be an optimist. I like to associate with optimists. I have had many friends over the years that are, their glass is always half empty. Mine's always half full. It's a lot more fun to be around people whose glass is half full as opposed to people whose glass is half empty. My optimism is right out front for everybody to see. That's why I've scheduled two cruises, a Caribbean cruise in February. We may not get enough guests for that. If we do, we'll go. If we don't, we won't. And a cruise, an Alaskan cruise in June. And a week at Steve Whitman's Resort in August. That hasn't been put on my website yet, but it will be soon. I'll be talking to my event planner about that. My hobby, my Triumph TR6. That shows optimism, doesn't it? It's a lot of fun. I'm relearning skills and learning new skills, dealing with that half-century-old automobile. It's just a lot of fun. I had it out yesterday for a nice drive, about 75 miles or so. Beautiful day for it. This is September, late September, and much of October are some of the best weather for sports cars and motorcycles in this state and any outdoor activity as far as that goes. So yeah, I am an optimist. I'm optimistic that the president will be reelected, that the economy will be rebuilt, that the vaccines will not be mandatory. I don't believe they will. That would start another war. That there won't be any undue coercion to attempt to get people to take vaccines they don't want to take. That's certainly a possibility, isn't it? I'm pretty sure that the president is going along with this vaccine story to not lose his base of support. There's way too many people believe in that fantasy, unfortunately. We can't afford to lose those people. As bizarre and as dangerous as the whole vaccine paradigm is, we can't afford to lose those people. We need to get the president reelected. I believe after the election, the president's attitude towards vaccines will change. I don't know that. I hope it does. I hope it does. I believe President Trump, in his heart of hearts, is anti-vaccine. That's why he was going to bring Robert Kennedy Jr. into the administration to deal effectively with the vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry. That didn't last very long, just a few weeks, and Robert Kennedy was no longer part of the administration. And I'm pretty sure I know why. I don't know precisely why. I don't have any evidence. But I'm pretty sure President Trump's advisors told him, Mr. President, let's not take on the pharmaceutical industry this first term. They're too powerful. We need to pick our battles, and this is a battle we need to put off until you're reelected. Let's just put this off until you're reelected. I hope that's what happened. I really do truly believe and pray that and hope that that's what happened. I don't know. people go to my website for the first time and they're overwhelmed with the amount of information there. The majority of it is pretty serious stuff. We have some funny things too, but the majority of it's pretty serious stuff. Things that I don't talk about all that frequently. Issues that are always important, not discussed that much. And let's see, we've got our last break this hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages.
Back. Listen, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. Republic Broadcasting is currently conducting a fundraiser. We do need your help. Your financial support would be much appreciated. I'll personally appreciate it. If you want to donate to Republic Broadcasting, just go to their website, republicbroadcasting.org. I say again, republicbroadcasting.org. You can send a check, cash, or money order to RBN. Here's the address, RBN. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, as two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I say again, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So, there's a donate button there also that you can just press the donate button and you can make your donation with a credit card right there. It's as handy as can be, credit or debit card, either one. Most people are not politically active. I respect that. I understand it. They got busy lives with their career, their family, and so forth. Donating to Gun Owners of America, if you're going to donate to only one place politically, only one, it would be, in my opinion, Gun Owners of America. A donation to the president right now would help. I mailed in my check for $100. I've never mailed a $100 check to any candidate. I had made a smaller donation the first time President Trump ran. But I did mail in my check for $100 to the president about a month ago. It's been said with some accuracy that money is the mother's milk of politics. That's become an unfortunate truth, an unfortunate reality. That's the way it is. Money is the mother's milk of politics and elections. And it's also an unfortunate fact that whoever convinces the greatest number of illiterate Americans, that person will be elected president. That's another unfortunate truth, but it is truth and is reality. Whoever convinces the most illiterate Americans to vote for them will be elected president. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor Mechanic. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.